This is an election unlike the one 5 years ago in which President Hamid Karzai was declared the winner. This time, Afghans are controlling the process, and there will be fewer international advisors and observers. Ahmad Nader Nadri of the Afghan International Human Rights Commission tells VOA the security situation will not allow for the presence of more observers.
Taking the security arrangement for each of international observers deployed in an insecure polling station or province, it is practically not possible. It was not possible. I would like to see more of the international observers to give more credibility and transparency to the process.
For Afghans such as Nadri, there is no understating what is at stake on August 20th.
I think it's a crucial moment in the history of our nation in Afghanistan and also in the international arena as well. If this project fails, if too violent or at a mean, it loses the credibility and legitimacy, then the fate of the entire project of stabilization in Afghanistan and the region would fail.
Afghanistan's Independent Election Commission plays a key role in attempting to ensure the fairness of the election. But Commission spokesman Nur Mohammed Nur tells VOA the Commission is in no position to provide security.
That's not the responsibility of the Independent Election Commission. These kind of responsibilities going to national and international troops which are in Afghanistan. That is the responsibility of them to establish a good environment for election.
At the gates of Kabul University, views vary on whether that is possible. Student Enyatullah Hamidi hopes the several hundred thousand armed forces of Afghanistan and the NATO-led international troops together can ensure security.
The role of international forces is very important. We are really grateful for them because they established massive peace and security in the different parts of our country. We wish from them to accompany us in this regard at the time that the election is finished. We can say that the international forces don't do their responsibility. Our people will not be able to do good as well as possible.
One of his fellow students, Mahmoud Ula, is more pessimistic.
Ula
says he thinks a number of factors will undermine the election, particularly that the government does not have control over all regions of Afghanistan. He believes that will prevent people from having confidence that the outcome will be fair. For law student Nila Ali, there is concern women will not be able to go to the polls, not because of instability, but because of restrictions put on them in this conservative society. Ali says women are half of the population and have the right to vote. She hopes all Afghan families will allow their women to participate in the election. The reality is some women will be prevented from going to polling stations. Some warlords will deliver votes wholesale to their favored candidates, and in at least a few remote places, ballot boxes will not be delivered because of the Taliban or other anti-government groups. Despite the obstacles, the Afghan government and the international community hope their cooperation will yield an election deemed credible enough to be accepted peacefully by the people of Afghanistan. Steve Herman, VOA News, Kabul.